You're listening to the Podcast Network. Listen, learn, evolve.
Remember those keywords: unknown, unsigned, unforgettable, TPN Rock. Yes, the weekend is here. It's time to get the adrenaline flowing. It's time to get the heart pumping and the music going. Let's start off in British Columbia. Lions in the Street on TPNrock.com. This is Hey Hey Arlene. I'm Ewan Spence. That's what we need to get this show going. Oh, out of British Columbia there. That is Lions in the Street and Hey Hey Arlene. And right now, I can only think of two Arlenes. One of them was the first wife of physicist Richard Feynman. The second one is Arlene Phillips from BBC's Strictly Come Dancing. I'm sure there must be more famous Arlenes in history, but at the moment, that's as far as I can go. How are you all doing? Ewan Spence here, welcoming you to show 151 on the Friday Rock Shows. Once you add in things like Rock Again and all our specials and sessions, we're probably close to or getting over the 300 show mark. Doesn't matter, carrying on bringing you the best music from around the world that's unsigned, that's unknown, that's unforgettable, that's probably rock, but... Oh, excuse me a second. Coffee's coming back on me. Yes, here we go. All taken. One live, one set. There we go. Where were we? Yes, it's all rock, but we're going to go over the genres tonight. Rock and roll there. We're going to have a bit of loud heavy metal. We're going to have a bit of trance. We're going to have some prog later on as well. What I am going to promise you is a fantastic show. It's music all handpicked by myself. Some of it emailed in from listeners. Some of it from the bands themselves. Some of it I go out and find. All of it. Chosen for you and all of it is part of the Covenant. The websites for all these bands back at our website, which is www.tbnrock.com. You find us in the Facebook as well under TBN Rock. Point is, if you like the music, go back, let the band know. If you really like the music, go to the website and find out where you can buy a CD, because that helps the band even more. Okay, get this right. If all of you out there bought one CD of this show, right, each band would probably be able to completely re-kit themselves and keep them in food for 3 months and get themselves the sort of stuff that rock and roll legends in the 80s, Def Leppard, would usually keep under the stage for when there was a big long drum solo. Yes! Look it up, kids. Right, what should we head for now? Let's have a little look down the list. I think we should go for the wonderful sound of Turbo Laser. Nope, that's... See, I can't do a Star Wars Turbo Laser set. I can do Star Trek, that's it. And if you're a Star Trek fan, Will Wheaton's new podcast, Memories of the Future, you have to listen to. It's just Captain Picard controls the sky. Won't say anymore. WillWheaton.net. Go and listen. But in about 25 minutes, listen to the rest of the show first, okay? Right, Turbo Laser are out of Newbury, and they popped me an email a while back. Let's just call that up on the big computer doodah there. And they said, look, can we send you some music? And I said, sure, send it to this account. I said, this is our free preview track we've got. It's called Ultra Metal, and it's going to be on our album that's due out later on in the year. They started recording this back in May, and they said, I think you'll be impressed with what we've achieved. I have to say, guys, I am impressed. So impressed that we're going to put that on the show right now. Turbo Laser here with Ultra Metal, just proving that just nice, gentle sound isn't all we can do. Bring it right up to date with the brothers of true metal that they are.
I am a man, so is my friend, so let there be no denying that we're both men. Men on a mission to make up a band, tremble with fear when they hear all our fans screaming our name at the top of their lungs, for we are numero uno, aka number one. No one else compares, they don't even try, for if anyone dares, they just wither and die.
Not bad.
Check this out.
Yeah.
how about that then? Yes, a lovely slice of 80s cock rock there. Straight, modernized and brought straight into the 21st century there from Turbo Laser. And we're going to take that youthful enthusiasm of new music, and we've never done this before, and we're going to spin it right around. We're going to go right around to the other end of the dial and find out how many out there are going to recognize the name Lita Ford. Okay, so I now expect half of you going, really, you've got her on the show? And the other half are going, who? Well, let's just say she was with a band, The Runaways, stopped about 15 years ago, been building up her solo career, and I'm kidding, about a couple of weeks ago, just got the email popped in from the PR. She's like, hi, it's Clint here, Ewan, as always. Have you heard that Lita's coming back? And she's got a new album, it's Wicked Wonderland. It is due out on October the 6th, which is like, what, Monday? Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. And would you like to have one of the tracks on the shows? Now, I know that email is probably going out to lots of podcasters and lots of people in the radio industry, but it's just like, yes. Yep, sure. Happy to put it on the podcast. If you're happy to put it on the podcast, send me the link over. And he said, yep, not a problem. Here we go. Co-written and produced by her husband, Jim Gillette. Yes, that Jim Gillette. Lady's got a long history in music. She's got a massive amount of personal history with bands such as Wasp, Sabbath, and so on. But this is it. Solo career coming back. It's a fantastic album. I've had a chance to sit down and listen to most of it now. I'm going to run off with the lead track from that one. It's called Peace. P-I-E-C-E. Not peace as in, hey, dude. This triumphant sounding return, I feel. And starting again from scratch and using the social media, Lita Ford.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, indeed. That is now officially on my list of songs I want to see live while I'm in the middle of a mosh pit somewhere. Lita Ford, their album is due out on the 6th of October with a piece. There's another 11 slices of fun to go with that as well. We're going to stay stateside. We're going to go over just a little bit into North Carolina and the band Swamp Da Womp, which, you know, makes you think Swamp Da Womp, Shoo A Wop, Bee Bop Lap A Doob Dabble A Ding Dong. But no. As they say, they're not the typical run-of-the-mill, picture-perfect country rockers. No, we are outside the box. We're a real honest-to-goodness American band. What does that mean, guys? What does an honest-to-goodness American band actually do? Does it mean that you will always play Freebird at the end of a set? Well, hopefully, yeah. Actually, no, not hopefully. You should play your own stuff. Who wants to be the next Birds, the next Rolling Stones? You know, no, you want to be the first of yourself. So this is the first and only Swamp Da Womp with their unique brand of Southern rock, singing Lady.
Some room early in the morning, later in the evening. I give her all the rhythm that'll make her move. Lady, sexy little twang thing. My lady bangs out on a six string. She's a country hoochie mama, backward southern daughter, bona fide chicken fried deep down inside. You know she's always gonna be my lady.
We go, how about that? Swamp Da Womp. Did you like that? I did. I really liked that. Right then, Lady playing there, but we're going to leave that behind in America. We're going to come back to Britain to finish off the show. I mean, we've, as I said, got a nice mix of genres, but it's quite slow and deliberate and stompy, for a better word. And it's going to continue with a little bit of genre mashing here from I Am 3, a band based in Manchester. They're going to be playing the, is it the Roundhouse or the Roadhouse? It's the Roadhouse. Not the Roundhouse is in London. Roadhouse in Manchester next Thursday on the 8th. It's just a delightful mix. It's a duet. I say it's a duet. It's two people. They don't actually, you know, they don't sing "Save Your Love, My Darling," "Save Your Love." No, I've just lost half my listeners. I must remember not to sing. Must remember not to sing. Must remember not to sing. There we go. We've got the pop to email in. Benno just emailed going over quite simply. We'd like to submit this track. Thank you for your consideration. And I'm like, not a problem, guys. Had a listen. Really enjoyed this track. It's called Nostalgia. And I'm thinking, this is going to fit in really nicely between Swamp the Womp and Thieves' Kitchen. But for now, the focus is on I Am Three and their Nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, guys.
They say you can't discuss the future, and now I can't recall who they were. I'm never purposefully caused fuss, so don't be asking me where I was. I won't be sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia, sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia, sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia. Say that slippers are a nice fit. I'm bored of listening to their shit. If it was down to you to play ball, I'd still be waiting here for your call. I won't be sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia, sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia, sinking in nostalgia, nostalgia,
nostalgia.
I Am Three there, and Nostalgia. As I said, they are playing the Roadhouse in Manchester on the 8th, 27th of November. They're back again in Manchester at the KRO. And, well, look at this. Next year, they've already lined up Germany, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, the Netherlands, a band, a duo that is going a huge number of places with a lovely clash of sounds. There, Hughes is the guy on the acoustic guitar, and Irving is on the double bass and the harmonica. Just love it. It's like, I can play that, I can play that. Let's make some music together. Great. I'm just getting so excited. I love finding stuff like this. Right, one to go, and we're going to go prog, I think. And that means 11 minutes long. But don't let that put you off. Please, please do not let that put you off. If you've enjoyed that sort of crash there that we've had from I Am Three, you're going to love Thieves' Kitchen. Let's see, Andy Bonham. And Amy Darby, Thomas Johnson, Phil Mercy, and Mark Rubotham. And I have to say, you look at their influences, and the first two names on the influences, love this, King Crimson, number one. Number two, Joni Mitchell. Okay, this I have to hear. And I did. And it has been a constant companion over the last week or so with the travelling I have been doing. Travelling I'm still doing. I mean, I'm back in Edinburgh just now, but I've got to go back down to London next week. And then I've got to come back. And then I've got to go over to Las Vegas for Blog World Expo. If you're going to be there, all I'm going to say is that CC Chapman and I are going to be in the same hotel. And we might just have some recording kit with us. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say, mash, no more. Okay? Come back. Head back down to the Symbian Show in London. Come back again. On the road. Lots of music to go through. I just love the fact that I get all this email. I click it open from Bad saying, would you like to listen to us? I do. And now I get the chance to share some of the best of that here. So, Thieves' Kitchen. Let's just bring that in the background. Is it just kind of... It's like... Prog rock is like making love to a beautiful woman. You have to spend 2-3 minutes just warming her up and then... building up to a wonderful crescendo. And then, if it's like making love to a beautiful man, it just erupts everywhere. Anyway, Thieves' Kitchen, as I said, based in the UK, drawing from prog rock, but also classical influences as well. Touch of jazz, lots of composition, very complex, very weaving. Just based in Oxford. Lovely sound. Lovely band. Just... you know, I know it's the weekend, and I know normally I leave you with a big adrenaline high. I'm just going to leave you with the thought that the world is a good place. That's it. That's it. The world is a good place. Enjoy it. Live a little. I'll catch you next week. I'll be too chilled after this to say goodbye, so I'll say it now. Ta-ra.
lost in the illusion. The bad man plays off war with peace, with a seven up his sleeve. This paradox impossible Prince of Denmark. Will I to be or not to be, to be is a scam that's sold by loss of innocence.
Wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it. I am. I'll catch you next week. It's TPN Rock, Rock Show on the Podcast Network, rock.thepodcastnetwork.com. Drop your emails into you and Spence at gmail.com and leave your comments on the website. If you like it, if you don't like it, if you're a band, you know of a band, let me know. Ta-ra.
TPN Rock is copyright Ian Spence and the Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock.
The Podcast Network is supported by Neo.org, a social network with a purpose, to transform the world by enabling people to transform themselves. And Tony Kynaston, our first TPN patron. Become a TPN patron or a member of the TPN 500 by visiting tpn.thepodcastnetwork.com.